do.
This broadcast is a production of Greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Welcome back to South Fayette High School and the 3A Southern Sectional here as we are set to determine our Southern Sectional champions along with those finishing in third place. Wrestling for third and wrestling for fifth are championship and consolation finals. All the wrestlers that are competing in this session have already qualified for the WPIAL championships next weekend at Kanemak. I'm Jason Tennant. Greg Warnock is going to be watching our championship mat number two, and I'll keep an eye on the outside mats for third and fifth place. Greg?
And we are underway in the finals. Lee Dreschman of Cannon McMillan taking on Michael Johnson of West Allegheny.
Our third place bout is already over. Bryce Thomas pins Trinity's Parker Jennings in 23 seconds. So Trinity, as we said at the end of the opening session, Trinity won't have anybody moving on of their 12 finishing lower than fourth, but Jennings will be indeed fourth place after being pinned here quickly in the third place bout. Our fifth place bout has Peters Township's Gabe Green taking on South Fayette's Connor Dean, and they are scoreless with 25 seconds to go in the first.
Talk about the depth of this weight class of 107 in the rankings by PA Power Wrestling. These four wrestlers at 107 in this section are the top four ranked wrestlers, not only in the WPIO, but also in the West region. So these four are going to be battling it out for the next couple of weeks. You look at these two wrestling in the finals here, Dreschman and Johnson. Dreschman 39-4 this season, Johnson 26-2. They are 1-2 in the West region. Dreschman 1, Johnson 2. Dreschman is ranked 6th in the state, Johnson ranks 7th in the state. So you're looking at two of the best in the state here in the finals. They're scoreless, 35 seconds remaining in the first period. Johnson, a state qualifier last year.
No score in the fifth place bout. Right now, Gabe Green is listed in control, but he's in danger of being reversed here in the second period. Although able to fight this off and maybe just... he stays in on this leg here, does Green, to maintain control.
Final seconds coming off, and it's going to be scoreless at the end of one between Dreschman and Johnson.
Thought we might see a stalemate as well over there on mat three, but now it's Dean coming to his feet. He'll kick away and score the bout's first point. South Fayette's Connor Dean leads Gabe Green 1-0.
Johnson of West Allegheny will be on the bottom to begin the second period. He's quickly out for one in just 2 seconds. Johnson a sophomore, Dreschman a freshman.
Assuming at least they're going to hold the weight classes, and we won't probably get a break after this first weight class, but then hopefully after the 114 we'll be able to get a break while they're awarding the 107-pound place winners.
Dreschman had a nice shot, nice look on a double, was able to get behind Johnson, but he somehow was able to get to his feet before giving up the takedown, so still a 1-0 lead for Johnson.
And it's still 1-0 in favor of Connor Dean of South Fayette over Peters Township's Gabe Green as well.
Dreschman in on the ankle of Johnson, now working up the leg. Johnson gets a hold of Dreschman's ankle. And we'll get it potentially dangerous with 1 minute to go here in the second period. Duck under attempt for Dreschman. And Johnson just snaps down, and they're out of bounds. 45 seconds remaining in the period.
Cradle here for Dean of South Fayette. And Gabe Green might be in a little bit of trouble here. Well, they blew it dead. Not sure what happened there. Now the officials are getting together here. They're going to call it locked hands, maybe. Now they're going to have to go over and talk to the scorer's table. Coach is going to get involved with this as well.
Shot in by Dreschman. Inside single, drops Johnson to a hip. He's got 7 seconds to try to finish, trying to work around. And there is the takedown awarded with 3 seconds left. Time will run out, but the takedown was awarded. 3-1 Dreschman after two. He has choice, and he'll go on the bottom.
So put four on the board. That's got to be four near fall points for Dean. I'm still not sure why they stopped that action. Dean had Green in a cradle. But we're back underway again. 4-0 in favor of Connor Dean for fifth place here at 107 pounds.
Dreschman slow to come up to his feet. He's in a tripod position right now.
2-point reversal for Gabe Green. Makes it 4-2. Minute to go. And now in danger of being reversed himself, and he is. 6-2 now in favor of Dean.
Dreschman back to his base. Now again up to a tripod position. A minute has come off in this third period. Dreschman with a 3-1 lead. And now Johnson will just give the escape. I'm surprised he didn't give it early enough. Now Dreschman dives right into the ankle. Johnson flattened out. Has a hold of the leg of Dreschman now. Dreschman just trying to spin around behind, holding that ankle. Wants to try to lace it. Johnson again just hanging on to that leg. Dreschman laces that leg, and there is the takedown. Dreschman now up 7-1, 25 seconds to go in the third.
And Dean is going to hang on for fifth place, 7-4 final. That was one that messed with you. You had Green wrestling somebody wearing green, and you had the man with the name Green had the red anklet, so I'm just, you know.
Throwing you off. Dreschman is going to be your champion at 107, a 7-1 win over Johnson.
And Peters Township will have a sixth place finisher. That is Green at 107 pounds.
We can begin the 114-pound.
Dreschman, your winner, correct?
That is correct, 7-1. Right.
We'll get right into the 114-pound action now. Like I said, we'll hopefully have time to take a break moving forward now after each weight class.
Nick McGarity of Peters Township in your finals match. He's 29-7 this season, taking on Jackson Hoy of Trinity, who's 25-5.
They don't have the clock reset. Well, here's the... it's not working over here on the flow. You see they're talking about the computer's messed up down here on mat one. And I can see that from our end, that things aren't operating well in the third place bout. It's Seymour of Moon and Islamov of Baldwin when we get things squared away over there. They call in Garrett Volcano to get it fixed. Meanwhile, the fifth-place bout, Parker Kolarczyk of Kanemak trails Lucas Carson of West Allegheny 3-0, and that is nearing the end of the first period. Make it 3-1 as Kolarczyk gets an escape.
McGarity up 3-0. He's a two-time state medalist, sixth and third. He's a junior, ranked number two in the state and number one in the West region by PA Power Wrestling, and taking on Jackson Hoy, who is a sophomore, not ranked in the top eight of the West region.
There we go. Now we're working. 3-0 is Lomov. The clock was still running, but things weren't updating the way they're supposed to. Islamov has a 3-0 lead at the end of one over Hayden Seymour of Moon. That's for third place at 114. Score remains 3-1 in favor of Lucas Carson of West Allegheny for fifth place. He leads Parker Kolarczyk of Kanemak.
Fresh start here for Hoy in the center of the mat. McGarity leading 3-0. And that will be the score at the end of the first period.
Kolarczyk riding on top in the second, still leading 3-1. As we're in fifth place.
Second pair begins with Hoy on the bottom.
Escape down here for Islamov of Baldwin. He goes up 4-0 in the third place bout over Hayden Seymour of Moon. And now all of a sudden, Kolarczyk getting some trouble over here. Archer being turned to his back here by Carson of West Allegheny, and there's the fall. Time of the fall, 2:21. And Parker Kolarczyk of Kanemak will take sixth place at 114 pounds.
Had an escape for Hoy. It's 3-1. McGarity close to a takedown, and he will get it. 6-1 lead for McGarity with 1:15 to go in the second.
Four nothing lead for Shamil Islamov of Baldwin. That is for third place.
Escape given for Hoy, so it's now 6-2 McGarity.
Start with 25 seconds remaining. Now 7-0 Islamov. 1 point escape for Seymour makes it 7-1.
25 seconds remaining in the second period. McGarity snaps down. Hoy now tries to go behind, and he will. Takedown will make it 9-2 McGarity. Nine, two after two. McGarity starts the third period on the bottom. Sit to a stand, and he gets the escape, makes it 10-2. Boy with a smack on the leg. McGarity quick shot outside single. Boy tried to hip down, but McGarity able to get behind. 13-2 now with a minute and a half to go in the third. McGarity was going to give the escape, then is looking towards a cradle. Now it looks like he will, in fact, give the escape. Double leg shot attempt this time for McGarity. Funk roll for Hoy. McGarity works up the body. Takedown. 16-3.
Eight-five, the lead here for Islamov. We're down to 43 seconds there, so these two bouts are just about at the same point.
Hoy was driven hard over to the corner. Escape given by McGarity. That'll make it 16-4.
Seymour trying to even things up here, and the wizard was applied there by Islamov to fight it off. And Islamov is going to get himself in better position, and now he'll go up 11-5, and that should do it.
Takedown for McGarity would give him the tech fall.
We can get all 107-pound place winners and coaches.
Shamil Islamov is going to be your third place finisher.
Seconds remaining. McGarity in on a shot. Hoy trying to drape himself around the body. And we'll get a potentially dangerous with 8 seconds left. McGarity double leg shot. Wants to try to finish. Hoy will wrap around the waist, not going to be able to. 16-4 final for McGarity of Peters Township.
We're back with 121 pounds after this on the WJPA Sports Network at greensports.net.
A nursing career at CCBC Washington County College Center. Our associate degree nursing program launches fall of 2026, and you can start your journey now. Already an LPN? Our advanced placement pathway helps you level up towards becoming an RN. Learn more at our virtual information session, Wednesday, February 18th. Reserve your spot today at ccbcwashington.com.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Back here, 121 pounds.
Gianno Gardner for Cannon McMillan, 28-8 on the season. Wrestling Gavin Bricker of Trinity, who is 28-10.
Looks like we did not have a bout at for third place, so I'll get that for you. The fifth place bout, Damon Nelson of Montour taking on Ahmed Yusupov of Baldwin.
Gardner in on a shot, but they'll try to go out of bounds. Scoreless, 1:22 to go in the first.
Place winners and coaches to the award stand, please.
Gianno Gardner, ranked number 7 in the West region. He is a sophomore. Bricker, a freshman.
And that was Floyd Huff of Waynesburg forfeiting to Kirshner of Moon.
Gavin Bricker in on a shot. Trying to take the ankle to the outside and now work up the body, and he's going to be close to getting it, and he will. Bricker will get the opening takedown. 30 seconds to go in the first, leads 3-0.
5-3 lead for Yusupov for fifth place. Yusupov of Baldwin leading Nelson of Montour. 40 seconds gone in that second period. Wrestling on their feet. Yusupov going to get another takedown here. He'll go up 8-3 for fifth place at 121.
Gardner up to his feet. Bricker drives him out of bounds with 5 seconds left in the period.
And now near fall points coming here for Yusupov. Had a pretty good tilt work in there. Going to collect the four near fall to go up 12-3. And now Yusupov trying to take Nelson to his back again. Nelson in some trouble now.
Bricker is going to go on the bottom to begin the second period, leading 3-0.
Time of the fall is going to be 2:42 for Ahmed Yusupov of Baldwin. He'll finish fifth. Damon Nelson of Montour sixth at 121.
Bricker and Gardner wrestled in the dual meet back in January. Gardner was a winner over Bricker, 14-3. Bricker holding the lead here, though, 3-0. He's underneath, flattened out right now, trying to get up to his base. Up to his base now is Bricker. Gardner flattens him out. .110 to go in the second period. Not a lot of movement underneath. Bricker trying to kick his feet out, turn it into a sit out, but Gardner flattens him back, and now he's trying to see if he can work wrist control. Bricker has his hands tied up right now. Now able to get his arms flattened out, but a 2-on-1 applied here from Gardner. 40 seconds left in the second. 2-on-1 tilt. Wing tilt now for Gardner. And he's got back points coming. Right there. 25 seconds left in the second period. Gardner trying to tilt enough to see if maybe there's a fall potential. Hasn't let go of the hold yet to get his near fall points. Now he does. So Gardner takes a 4-3 lead after two. He'll have choice for the third.
Well, so far Washington County has won two of the first three titles, and they're going to get one more here for sure.
Escape will be given. Gardner chose bottom, so Bricker trails 5-3, starting on their feet to begin the third. Slide by attempt there. Now Gardner in on a leg. Drops down now. He's going to get the second and get the takedown on Bricker to make it 8-3 Gardner. They continue wrestling on the edge of the mat. And out of bounds. 1.5 minutes to go in the third. Gardner tried to come to his feet. Bricker tried to come to his feet. Gardner flattens him out. He's got that 2-on-1, trying to go back to that wing that he had earlier. And there he lines it up, and a couple of more swipes. Here's more swipes coming for Gardner. Enough to get four back points, and that'll make it 12-3. 50 seconds left in the third. Bricker to his base. Wants to try to get a fresh start here near the out-of-bounds line. Gardner trying to keep him in, get the time off the clock. 20 seconds left. They're out of bounds.
I had said they... Two of the first three, what was I talking about? I was looking at the on deck being 127. I thought we were already at 127. So. We're only 121. So the first three titles will all be Washington County won.
Bricker quickly to his feet. He's going to get out free for one, make it 12-4. Snap down, now in on a leg. Bricker tries to get behind Gardner. They're out of bounds with 6 seconds left. The Big Macs will have two.
Yep.
Two champs out of the first three weight classes is Gianno Gardner. It's going to be your champion with a 12-4 major decision win.
And we'll be back with 127 right after this on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
On to 127 pounds.
At 127, Dom Canale for Trinity, 37-4 on the season, wrestling Evan Sala of Mount Lebanon, who is 30-5.
Third place bout, we'll see Landon Lower of Moon taking on Ricky Hamill of West Allegheny. And for fifth place, Jason Alex of Baldwin against Carson Elder of Bethel Park. So far, no score on any of the three bouts.
These two wrestled a year ago in the section finals, with Canale winning by major decision 9-0. Canale close to a takedown here, laces the ankle, and there is the takedown to go up 3-0 with a minute to go in the first.
Trying to set up a throw here is Landon Lower and ends up getting pulled. He lost his balance and got put right to his back by Ricky Hamill. Hamill's going to run out of time to try to get the fall. But that move backfired for Mr. Lower. 7-0 the lead for Hamill for third place.
Canale, a fifth place finisher in the state last year. He is a senior, ranked number 3 in the West region, as well as number 7 in the state by PA Power Wrestling. Evan Sala, meanwhile, he is a junior, ranked number 9 in the West region, and he is ranked 22 in the state.
Still no score for fifth place. They're in the second period now with Elder of Bethel Park riding on top. Alex out of Baldwin. 7-0 lead for third place. Hamill leading Lower after Hamill had Lower on his back right at the end of the first. Lower riding on top, though, in this second period, down 7. And we got our first score in the fifth place bout, a 1-0 lead for Alex, who gets a escape in this second period. And right now a headgear issue for Baldwin's Alex. He has the headgear issue and he has the 1-0 lead.
Canale with an escape to begin the second period. He leads 4-0.
Coming to his feet and right back down he goes. That is Hamill, as Lower trying to maintain control. Here's the escape for Hamill. 8-0 for third place.
Thirty seconds into the second period, Canale leading 4-0, wrestling neutral with Sala.
Oh, look out. Some guys laying on the mat watching the action just got landed on by Lower and Hamill, who came out of bounds and fell right on top of them.
We can get all 121-pound place winners and coaches make their way to the awards stand, please.
Back into a tie-up go Canale and Sala, and they break free of that 45 seconds left, second period.
Still 1-0 for fifth place across the way with Alex of Baldwin leading. Only one local wrestler out of all six of these, and that is Canale.
Still wrestling neutral with Sala. Sala will have choice for the third period. Canale holding a 4-0 lead. A stalemate with 6 seconds left.
Start of the third period, 11-0 lead now for Ricky Hamill of West Allegheny. And he controls action here in the third.
Sala, Mount Lebanon wants to go neutral to begin the third period. Canale's tough on top, so can't blame him there for that choice. Shot attempt from Sala. Tried a little misdirection. Canale sprawls out, trying to spin behind. Very close to getting the takedown. Laces the ankle, and there is the takedown for Canale to go up 7-0. Escape for Sala makes it 7-1. And on a shot is Sala. He's got the leg in the air of Canale. Canale trying to go hard on the shoulder with the Whizzer.
And we got a final. Bethel Park's Carson Elder, winner by fall in 4:02. And he takes fifth place here at 127 pounds. Jason Alex will take sixth.
Sala was unable to finish on his shot. They get a stalemate. Now Canale in on an inside single. Dumps Sala down to a hip. And he'll get the takedown and go up 10-1. Give an escape, make it 10-2.
They never did stop the clock. It should have stopped probably about 4:12 was about the time that the tech fall happened. 20-2 in favor of Ricky Hamill of West Allegheny. Clock just continually ran, even through the hand being raised.
10-2 lead for Canale. 15 seconds to go in the third. Down to the final 5 seconds. And Dom Canale trying to spin behind, not able to get the takedown, but he will be your section champion with a 10-2 major decision win.
Trinity's first champ. We're on to 133 pounds after this on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Sarah's Candies makes fundraising simple and sweet. Sarah's chocolate bars and pretzel rods are made with quality ingredients. Ordering is easy, and you can earn up to 50% profit. Perfect for schools, sports teams, bands, and community organizations. They're the treats people know, love, and ask for by name. Visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com or call 800-255-7771 to get started today. Sarah's Candies Fundraising. When it tastes this good, fundraising is easy.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
133 pounds.
We got Kale Yannick of Moon, 33-6 on the season. He's a senior. Wrestling John Emma from Cannon McMillan, who's 32-11. He's a junior.
I've got Jake Wright of Trinity and A.J. Snatchko of West Allegheny. That's for third place. And for fifth place, Link Miner of Waynesburg and Aiden Guthrie of Baldwin.
Emma up 3-1 after a quick takedown on Yannick.
No score in the consolation bouts, and looks like both of them are going to head to a second period that way.
Yannick, a state qualifier last year. These two have not met, but are very close in the rankings. Yannick, number 2 in the West region. Emma, number 3. Yannick, number 8 in the state. Emma, number 9. So very close to one another, and likely to see a close one here.
Jake Wright from Trinity works from the bottom here to start the second period. Aiden Guthrie of Baldwin works underneath Link Miner for the second period underway on both matches. All the third place and fifth place matches. And now going to get reversed here is Miner, and Aiden Guthrie takes the 2-0 lead.
Final seconds coming off in the first period. Emma of Cannon McMillan will lead 3-1 at the end of one.
Still no score here between Jake Wright and A.J. Snatchko. Snatchko riding on top here for nearly a minute. Tight waist here. With now a minute gone in this second period.
Optional start by Emma to start the second, so Yannick with an escape makes it 3-2.
Roll attempt here by Wright, and maybe hits a Peterson on the end. He will get this Peterson, gets the reversal, and now getting near fall points is Jake Wright, keeping the feet in bounds. He's going to get the full boat of near fall points. And lets that clock keep running before they finally go out of bounds with 16 seconds left. That's going to make it 6-0 in favor of Jake Wright at Trinity as he hits the Peterson and gets the full 6 points out of that reversal and back points.
3-2 lead for Emma. Fresh start in the center. 1:17 to go in the second. Wrestling neutral.
18 seconds remaining. It's still 2-0. Across the way as Miner trails Guthrie. And now Miner in a little bit of trouble, being put to his back here with 9 seconds to go. Has to fight it off to get to the buzzer here. Link Miner in some trouble. 2 seconds and 1, and he will survive to the third period. Aiden Guthrie of Baldwin will take a 6-0 lead into the third after the near fall points. And Link Miner says, we're going to go neutral here to start the third period.
Yannick was able to get a takedown on the edge of the mat, getting the ankles of Emma. And then Emma needs injury time, so he's being tended to right now. But Yannick leads 5-3.
6-0 lead for... I've got a 6-0 score on both third and fifth place bouts. Jake Wright of Trinity leads 6-0. Link Minor of Waynesburg trails 6-0. And the clocks are almost in sync. A couple seconds between the two. And Miner's been taken down by Guthrie again. That's going to increase the lead to 9-0 in favor of Baldwin's 8 and Guthrie for fifth place. Jake Wright still maintaining control here in his third and his 6-0 lead. Both locked through the crotch right now. And we get it potentially dangerous as Snatchko reached down and got the ankle of Wright and got his leg twisted up a bit.
Emma to his feet. He'll get out free for one. Make it 5-4. 45 seconds left in the second. They're wrestling neutral.
Guthrie tried to throw a leg in on Miner. He was able to block that, but in the process, just has to kind of belly out. Still trailing 9-0 as Link Miner. We're down to 33 seconds remaining in the contest for fifth place. Jake right under 30 seconds, and that score stays at 6-0. That the Peterson he hit on the edge of the mat is all the scoring in this bout.
Five, four after two. Emma will have choice. They'll go on the bottom for the third.
Down to 10 seconds remaining. And right down the ankle of Snatchko, and that's how it's going to end. 6-0. Right hits the Peterson, and that wins him the match. That one ends 6-0. Link Miner loses 9-1 to Aiden and Guthrie, and the third and fifth place bouts have been completed here at 133 pounds.
Escape for Emma, tied at 5. 140 to go in the third. They are wrestling neutral. Both guys kind of swiping at the leg, and they go down onto their knees. They're near the edge of the mat and out of bounds. Into a tie-up. Shot attempt from Emma. Gets in on the leg. Tries to pick up the ankle. He's got Yannick hopping on one foot. Tries to trip. Now tries to swing him down. Again, another trip attempt. Grabs the whole leg this time. Tries to lift it in the air. Yannick still hopping on one foot. Looked like Emma may have slipped a bit. Lost the leg. And now Yannick will be able to reposition. They're near the out-of-bounds line. And out they go with 36 seconds left in the third. And Emma comes up a little hobbly. Mentioned he had slipped. He's already called one injury time, so he can't call another without giving up choice. Seconds left here in the third. Snap down attempt from Emma. Try to spin behind. Yannick gets in on the legs. Yannick trying to pull him in. He's got the single, trying to stay in bounds. Foot still in. And they end up out with 6 seconds left. Like these two are content going to overtime, tied at 5. First overtime here in the finals. Not surprising it's these two.
Emma's got to keep that streak alive for Washington County. Let's see if they can.
That's right. Emma driving in. Yannick dives down on the legs. Do a tie up and back out of it halfway through this overtime period. Deep shot there from Emma. They go out of bounds. 19 seconds left. Emma scored first in this match. Just in the event we get to the ultimate tiebreaker scenario. Swipe at the leg by Yannick, and we're going to head to the 2:30 period. It's tied at 5.
Guys are starting to look a little gassed as they head into this into these tiebreaker periods.
Up to his feet is Emma. Starts on the bottom for the first 30 seconds. Yannick drops down on a leg, brings him back down to the mat. Emma back to his feet near the out-of-bounds line. And they go out with 17 seconds left. Emma to his feet. Yannick behind around the waist trying to peel. Now it's a roll from Emma. He'll get free for one. 6-5 with 5 seconds left. And Yannick will drive him out of bounds. So Yannick will be on the bottom for his 30.
I'll be surprised if Emma can hold off for 30 seconds here. He looks like he's about at it.
It looks like he's got like a cramp or something going on too.
Yeah.
Switch there, and right away the escape given. So just 2 seconds in, Yannick ties it. And now Yannick in on a deep double leg shot. Trip. Good job by Emma to lift the legs of Yannick so he can't stay in bounds.
Right, that was fantastic. Made sure he took him out of bounds with him.
There's a quality shot by Yannick. Yeah. Now Emma tries to take a shot of his own. Yannick dives in on the legs. He's deep again. Trying to stay in bounds this time is Yannick. Turns in. He may have him here. Oh, Emma rolls through. There's the takedown and a couple of back swipes for Yannick, and Yannick will win. Back points as well. Didn't see how many they gave him, but regardless, Yannick of Moon is your champion.
We'll be back with 139-pound action after this on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreen.org.
Heading into 139-pound action.
Collier Hartman, a senior, 38-5 from Cannon McMillan, taking on Thomas Bencho, a sophomore, 32-7 from West Allegheny.
139. Third place bout is Caleb Crawford of Bethel Park and Peter Leventa of South Fayette. For fifth place, Mike Griffiths of Baldwin, taking on Tylek Sadirbakov of Chartiers Valley.
Bencho in on the leg of Hartman. Trying to stay in bounds. Now grabs for that second leg. Not able to finish. Down to a minute to go in the opening period. And out of bounds they go.
I've got no score in either consolation bout through the opening period. Going to go neutral for third place. That was Leventis' choice, I do believe, who chose neutral. Getting our first score in the fifth place bout is Mike Griffiths of Baldwin with the escape to lead 1-0.
Hartman, the number one ranked wrestler in the West region. IPA Power Wrestling. Bencho comes in at number 7. Hartman.
Oh, good.
Hartman close to not only a takedown, but taking Bencho to his back, and he will. Bencho does a nice job of bridging right off, and he's going to get an escape in the process.
Leventis had a big double leg shot, but good wizard by Crawford to fight that shot off, and now it's Crawford who's in better position looking for the takedown.
Hartman did pick up 2 back points when he did get Bencho on his back, so 5-1 lead for Hartman.
I'm not sure how that's not a take. What does Leventis have? Anything? He's still got the length, and he fought that off. Somehow kept Crawford from getting around behind for the takedown. So we go back to our feet here with no score.
5-1 after one for Hartman. He's also the number 4th ranked wrestler in the state by PA Power Wrestling. Bencho comes in at number 22. Shot in by Bencho, trying to come out the back door. Hartman holding on around the waist.
Takedown for Sadirbakov. He leads 3-1 for fifth place. 20 seconds to go, second period there. Stalemate called the third place bout. Still scoreless, 21 seconds to go, second period for third.
Into the second period. Hartman leading 5-1. Wipe at the leg was Hartman. Now Bencho gets in on the leg of Hartman and trying to work slowly up the leg and trying to work towards getting out the back door. Hartman hips him down, trying to hip over and position himself once again to get back points, and he will. And he's got Bencho in some trouble here. He's got the arms tied up. Now Bencho able to get one arm free to turn in. The 4 near fall points make it 12-1. Hartman. And potentially dangerous.
Leventis was close to getting a takedown at the end of the second period. It ran out of time. And Crawford chooses neutral for the third period. These guys have wrestled this entire bout neutral. And we're down to 1:19 to go in the third.
Escape given to Bencho, and Hartman is going to drag by to a takedown. And now given escape 15-3. Now a shot in from Bencho. And a takedown, that should be it. Technical fall for Hartman, 18-3 at 3 minutes and 44 seconds.
Third title for Cannon Mack. Leventis trying to finish this shot on the edge. Crawford has the wizard in. Meanwhile, 7-1 lead for Sadir Bakov of Chartiers Valley for fifth place. There's 58 seconds remaining in that one. Down to 35 here between Leventis, or not Leventis, yeah, Peter Leventis and Caleb Crawford. Our headlock here from Leventis. And now looking for a cradle, and Leventis is going to get the takedown and take Crawford to his back. First points of the match come with about 15 seconds remaining. And now Leventis trying to get the fall. Looks like he's not going to get the fall, but the near fall is going to make it a 7-0 final for Leventis. He'll take third. And winding down, Sadir Bakov has a 7-1 lead. He's also got Griffiths on his back, so near fall points coming. 11-1 will be your final. And Sadir Bakov takes fifth at 139 pounds. Back with 145 right after this on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448. Visit us online at dayinsurance.com or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
Touchdown, Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
And off we go to 145 pounds.
At 145, we have Jacob Chacone of Montour, who is 36-3, taking on Ian Buccelli of Bethel Park, who is 31-5.
Third place, Devin Junko of Trinity, Aiden Finnegan of Cannon McMillan in an all-Washington County matchup, and Junko gets the takedown to start things here about 20 seconds in. Fifth place, Brock Dennison, already with a 3-0 lead over Moon's Zach Regatti.
Chacone and Buccelli have wrestled twice this season. Buccelli won the first matchup in January, 13-9, in the Allegheny County semifinals. And then in their dual meet in February, Chacone was the winner by fall at 3-22. So this one will decide. Well, they could have more to matches here this season. But right. The rubber match right now, so to speak, is a 3-1 lead. Right now, for Buccelli.
Junko still leading 3-0. Dennison, however, was reversed by Regatti, 3-2. But now, as they start the third period, it is an escape for Regatti to even the score, 3-3. End of the first period, 3-0 lead for Junko over Aiden Finnegan of Canamac, and it's Junko working from the bottom to start this second.
Seconds left, first period for Buccelli, leading Chacone 3-1. Wrestling neutral.
Junko with a reversal to go up 5-0 now on Finnegan. Like Dennison maybe got poked in the eye. As he is trailing 6-3 now.
Chacone did as well as the first period comes to an end. Chacone ranked number 7 in the West region, Buccelli number 8. And also in the state, Chacone ranked number 28, Buccelli ranked number 29 by PA Power Wrestling. So Again, very similar in the rankings are these two. Coming on the bottom, trying to sit out in turns, looking for a Peterson. And Buccelli just decides to let him go. So 3-2 now.
Shot attempt by Finnegan, but he whiffs. And Junko gets the easy takedown. He goes up now 8-1. That's for third place.
Nice dump from Jacone. He now leads 5-3 on Buccelli. 1:15 to go in the second.
Over there on the fifth place bout, it is Rigotti still leading. Now the score 6-4. Second period winding down. Finnegan had an escape for 8-2, and now close to being taken down again here. Junko needs to get that right leg free. 25 seconds remaining here in the second period.
Second period, a 5-3 lead for Chacone.
Now Junko elevates the one leg, tries to trip down the other and grab both angles as he goes out of bounds, but no takedown awarded. Now the official's actually going to discuss whether Junko had his feet in, but yeah, they are going to give it. After they discuss, they are going to give the takedown. 11-2 Junko at the end of two. The score has stayed the same until just now. Dennison gets an escape to make it 6-5 for fifth place. Just over a minute to go down there. It is Rigotti leading 6-5.
Chacone rode for the balance of the period. Buccelli chooses neutral to begin the third. Right away, a snap down, tries to spin behind. Chacone grabs a hold of the leg, trying to prevent the takedown.
Junko with yet another. 14-2 the score.
Buccelli very close to getting the takedown. Cross face on Chacone. Chacone still just hanging on that leg that he was able to catch. When Buccelli tried to spin behind, and we'll get a stalemate with 1:14 to go in the third.
Still 6-5 for fifth place. Zach Rigotti leading, down to 25 seconds remaining. Dennison, little duck under attempt there on the edge of the mat. And they go out of bounds with 20.
Snap down for Buccelli. Spin behind. He's up 6-5. A minute to go in the third.
Out of bounds, Junko and Finnegan. 54 seconds remain. Junko with a 14-2 lead.
Chacone tried to hit that Peterson roll again, but didn't work, and now he's flattened out.
Final over there, 11-5. Rigotti pulled away at the very end. 11-5, Zach Rigotti takes fifth. Brock Dennison sixth here at 1:45.
35 seconds remaining. Chacone once again looking for that Peterson roll. Spins. He and Buccelli just grabbing a hold of the legs, trying to see who's going to come out on top of the scramble. And Chacone does. Chacone not only gets on top, he's going to put Buccelli to his back. Reversal makes it 7-6. He's got near fall points. Now Buccelli rolls. 4 near fall points. 2-point reversal, though. Should be 11-8. There it is, and that's going to be it. Chacon, though, a Montour is your champion, 11-8.
And it's going to be a 14-6 final for Devin Junko. He takes third over Aiden Finnegan of Cannon Mack. We're back with 152 right after this on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school wrestlers and the grit and determination they bring to the mat, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
Not going to have a bout in the finals here at 145 or 152? It appears maybe not.
And yeah, looking at the. Looks like Slovak may be the winner over Rook Smith. I remember Rook Smith had that finger issue.
That's right, he did.
And there it is. Yes, yeah, Slovak is going to be your champion by default over Rook Smith. Rook Smith would have been favored in that matchup as the top seed.
Yeah, that's right. He had the broken finger. I mean, we can't say it was definitely broken finger, but dislocation or something of that nature.
Yeah. Couldn't bend it, that's for sure.
Yeah. Carson Gerba of Trinity out here for third place, taking on Colton Fisher of Bethel Park. Fifth place bout is Ben Mayers of Mount Lebanon and Derek Worstel of Upper St. Clair. You want to take the Gerba bout? I'll watch the fifth place bout.
Sure.
Don't want to leave you out since there's nobody on mat two.
Gerba up to his feet. He's out for one. Takes the early lead.
It's already 3-0 Mayers of Mount Lebanon at the end of one. Takedown from Mayers in that opening period over Warstall of Upper St. Clair. We're at 152 pounds. Right. Third and fifth place bouts to be decided here.
Right about the halfway point.
Yep. That lines up to, we started about roughly 2:30, about an hour in.
Gerba wrestling neutrals, still having a 1-0 lead. Fisher grabs a hold of the ankle of Gerba. Gerba tries to step around, and somehow Gerba gets on top of Fisher. Not only gets the takedown, but he's going to get some back points too. He does. He gets 3 back points and then an escape for Fisher after Gerba got a little bit high.
I thought Fisher might just get stuck there on his back for and get pinned, but able to fight off.
So went from 1-0 to 7-1 Gerba.
3-0 still the score for Mayers. And there was a stall warning there, I believe, on Warstall. Or, excuse me, on Mayers. Mayers is on bottom.
Seconds left in the second for Gerba.
Seconds remaining in that second period of the fifth place bout, and right now, Worstall has both legs in, riding on top.
Looks like Fisher's going to go neutral to begin the third.
Go,
Taking a little time now. Gerber with a swipe at the leg and break free.
What has happened down here to Wurstel? It's almost like his fist was locked shut. Like he was holding his fist up and they were trying to peel his fingers back. Something with the right hand of Wurstel. Just talked about a finger issue for
Rook Smith,
and now they're looking at the hand-wrist area of Wurstel. That was weird, the way he held his hand up like he couldn't move, and now they're trying to shake it out. Almost just like a muscle like cramp that locked up or something.
Yeah. Don't see it too much in the hand.
Right.
Calves or
sure.
Something like that. But 48 seconds left for Gerba and Fisher. Gerba leading 7-1.
No, Wurstel's going to get back in there now. It's 3-0 still. Mayer's leading at the start of the third period. They're wrestling neutral.
Fisher in on a single. What's brawled out is Gerba. 25 seconds remaining, third period. Now just trying to spin behind is Gerba. Trying to get his leg free. Trying to step over to lace the ankle. Final seconds, and Gerba of Trinity will be your third place finisher. 7-1 winner.
That's Trinity's third place. Only one champion for the Hillers. They have all those guys going on to the WPILs, but so far only one champion. Still a minute 15 to go in the fifth place bout. Score has not changed since the first period. 3-0 in favor of Ben Mayers of Mount Lebanon. Down to a minute to go. And they're out of bounds. 54 seconds on the clock. And wrestling neutral here, Mayers and Wurstel. And on a single leg there was Mayers. Came up empty. Now Wurstel comes around behind, but they're out of bounds again. 41 seconds remain. Duck under attempt there by Mayers. Not close to getting around behind, but blocked there by Wurstel. Loser applied. But now maybe going to try to roll Wurstel up, and he's going to get the takedown. Wurstel has to bail out. And now it's 6-0 in favor of Mount Lebanon's Ben Mayers. And it looks like he will hang on for fifth place here at 152 pounds. Be a 6-0 final for Ben Mayers. We're coming back with 160-pound action here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Life doesn't come with a warning label. Accidents, storms, surprises, they happen. The good news? You don't have to face them alone. Ritzko Insurance protects what matters most: your home, your car, your business, and your family's future. With personalized coverage, competitive rates, and a local Erie insurance agent, Ritzko makes insurance simple. Ritzko Insurance, a local Erie insurance agent you can trust. Best of luck to all the local wrestlers.
And we move on to 160 pounds.
We have senior Cole Gibbons from Mount Lebanon, 30-4 on the season, taking on Cannon McMillan sophomore Mason Calguero, who is 33-14.
Third place at 160, Bryce Catanzaro of Upper St. Clair. Luke Poland of Trinity. Poland has the one leg elevated, actually already with a takedown in this bout for Poland, and was just holding that leg to maintain control. Fifth place bout is Parrish Brinson of Baldwin, scoreless with Max Gold of Moon. As I said, scoreless in the first period.
Gibbons and Calgaro have not wrestled this season. Gibbons is ranked number 2 in the West region and is also ranked number 8 in the state, while Calgaro is ranked number 9 in the West region.
Poland has Catanzaro in a bad way, but Catanzaro is going to survive to the end of the period. 7-0 with the near fall. Choices to Poland, he'll choose down.
30 seconds left, opening period, still scoreless. A lot of just feeling each other out and some hand fighting between Gibbons and Calgaro.
Still no score in the fifth place bout, wrestling on their feet in the second period. Or actually, no, 1 point escape, it was a little late in putting that up. Brinson scores first with the escape. Look out, the wrestlers on mat one and on mat two nearly collide as they go out of bounds.
Calgaro almost gave up a takedown on the edge of the mat, but time ran out. So Gibbons and Calgaro scoreless after one. Gibbons on the bottom for the second.
Poland now up 11-0. He turned Catanzaro pretty easily in the first period and may look to turn him here, and that could end the bout one way or another if he gets him going over one more time. Catanzaro doing a nice job of fighting it off right now. Trying to come to his feet. Now dropping down on the ankle here is Poland. Still 1-0 across the way in favor of Brinson for fifth place. Stall warning on Poland as he was just hanging on the ankle. Not trying to improve.
Calgaro flattens Gibbons out. 30 seconds in, still scoreless. Gibbons tries to come up to his feet. Calgaro brings him back down to the mat.
Now a 4-0 lead as Brinson gets a takedown for the fifth place bout.
Calgaro gives up the escape to Gibbons. A minute to go in the second, wrestling neutral. Gibbons leading 1-0.
At the end of two, it's 4-0 Brinson for fifth. Poland's kind of been stuck on 11 here for a while. And at the end of two, it is still 11-0 in favor of Trinity's Luke Poland. And we get a fall across the way for Brinson. Time of the fall, 3:20. And Brinson out of Baldwin will take fifth place here at 160 pounds.
Gibbons in on a single, trying to drag Calgaro back into the mat. As we're near the edge, 5 seconds left. So Gibbons once again on short time trying to finish, not going to be able to. Calgaro will go on the bottom, trailing 1-0 to start the third.
Poland leads 14-0. With the takedown here in this third period. And now going to get some near fall, and this is going to do it. Well, did he get enough? Consecutive, yeah, indeed. Kirk Kesnick is holding near fall points.
Escape for Calgaro to begin the third. He gets in on a shot on Gibbons. Unable to finish, though. And now Gibbons takes a double-leg shot, but they're near the out-of-bounds line. And they go out. Tied at one.
They say we'll do it for Poland one way or the other. He's still looking for the fall, but near fall going to be awarded, and that's going to make it 18-0. Tech fall in 4:31 for Luke Poland, who finishes third for the Hillers. That is their fourth third-place finish.
Got blood time going for Gibbons of Mount Lebanon. He and Calgaro tied at one here in the third period.
Take a quick break and bring it back to the action as the blood time continues.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Back here underway, Gibbons and Calgaro tied at one. 1:20 to go in the third period. Wrestling on their feet. Shot in by Calgaro. Outside single. Gibbons spins behind, and he'll get the takedown on the edge of the mat. Calgaro was able to kick a leg free. The referees will talk about it, but I think he had control, and they do confirm takedown.
It was close.
So 4-1 lead for Gibbons. Calgaro up to his feet. He'll get out free for one, and then a shot right away by Gibbons, but driven out of bounds is Calgaro. So 58 seconds left in the third, a 4-2 lead for Gibbons. Front headlock applied after a shot by Calgaro. Gibbons trying to spin around behind. He's got to get Calgaro down to the mat. Calgaro's up on his feet. Can Gibbons get him down to the mat is the question. Still has his hands locked around the waist. Calgaro trying to step out of bounds. Gibbons able to bring him down and get the takedown right on the edge. 7-2, Gibbons with 20 seconds left. Caution here on Gibbons.
Kanemak with three champions so far. This will be a second runner-up unless Calgaro can have a massive comeback here in the last 20 seconds.
Up to his feet is Calgaro. 15 seconds left. Stalling call and the escape given, so tough one break there for Gibbons, but Gibbons right in on a double leg shot, picks Calgaro up in the air and just going to hold him there in the air for the final seconds, and he will win 7-3.
160 pounds in the books. We move to 172 right after this on the WJPA Sports Network, greensports.net.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
Back here at South Fayette, and we're on to 172 pounds.
Liam Costa for Moon, 37-6 on the season, taking on Bear Bruckner of Trinity, who is 27-6.
Third place matchup has Blake Shippis of West Allegheny and Michael Lawrence of Chartiers Valley. And Lawrence gets the opening takedown here in this one. And for fifth place, Luca Corey of Upper St. Clair, Jack Hunter of Canamac.
Still scoreless between Costa and Bruckner. These two wrestled last year, back-to-back weeks. They wrestled in the section semifinals where Costa won by Techfall. And then they wrestled in the WPIL championships. Nice double leg shot by Bruckner, but drives Costa out of bounds. Costa won there by major decision. So, but a full year has gone and passed.
Right.
For these two wrestlers. Costa a junior, Bruckner a senior. Costa ranked number 2 in the West region by PA Power Wrestling. Also ranked number 9 in the state. Shot in by Costa, and he'll take Bruckner down to the mat with 25 seconds to go. He'll take a 3-0 lead.
The score here on the third place bout over on mat 5.
All 160 pounds.
3-0 the lead for Hunter.
And a 1-3 lead for Costa. He'll go on the bottom to begin the second period.
Lawrence of Chartiers Valley leading 3-1 here for third place. And Hunter still with that 3-0 lead for fifth, down to 40 seconds remaining second period there. And we're about at the same time on the third place bout where Lawrence leads 3-1. Now Lawrence in on a single leg shot, trying to finish with a whizzer here. And he'll break that whizzer and get the takedown. Will Lawrence will go up 6-1 on Shepis.
Had a reversal for Costa. So he is riding and leading Bruckner 5-0, 1:10 to go in the second period.
Down to 14 seconds remaining in the second period for fifth, where Hunter now leads 6-0.
Bruckner just completely flattened out right now. 45 seconds to go in the second.
Heading to the third with Hunter leading 6-0, and he'll choose to go neutral for the third. Also heading to the third in the third place bout, and that's a 6-1 score for Lawrence over Shepis. And Lawrence going to take bottom to start the third period.
Get a caution here on Bruckner. It is first. Bruckner trying to sit out and turn. Now trying another sit out switch this time, and he's close to getting the reversal on Costa. Costa able to catch that leg of Bruckner. Bruckner wanted to see if he could maybe get a cradle out of it. Now Costa just trying to hang on to that leg and force a stalemate. Bruckner wants to try to lace the ankle, but Costa will fight that off. 5-0 Costa lead after two.
Lead is now 7-1 for Lawrence out of Chartiers Valley, and it stays 6-0 for Jack Hunter of Canemac. Now Hunter's going to add on to that, 9-0 in favor of Hunter with a minute to go.
Start of the third period, Bruckner chooses neutral.
And now Hunter looking for the fall. He's collecting near fall points and try to readjust. He actually lost it there, but near fall coming. 13-0 Jack Hunter leading over Luca Corey of Upper St. Clair, and now 13-1 with an escape. I think, Corey got poked in the eye. Official calls time and says that's my time. 31 seconds remaining, but it's 13-1. Jack Hunter of Canemac for fifth place.
Down to 1:15 to go in the third. Bear Bruckner tries a deep double leg shot. Costa just stands him right back up to his feet.
Down to under 20 seconds here, and Lawrence of Chartiers Valley going to take third. And 13-1 with 15 seconds remaining for Jack Hunter. Not much drama on Matt's 1-3 for sure. 10-2 final for Lawrence. He'll take third. And make it 16-1. So it's actually going to be a tech fall at 5 minutes for Jack Hunter of Canemac, and he will take fifth place here at 172 pounds.
Bruckner with a last-second shot. Costa wanted to spin behind. Just 10 seconds remaining. Liam Costa of Moon is going to be your section champ. It's going to be a 5-0 decision over Bear Bruckner of Trinity.
Back with 189-pound action right after this on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
Turn your passion into a nursing career at CCBC Washington County College Center. Our associate degree nursing program launches fall of 2026, and you can start your journey now. Already an LPN? Our advanced placement pathway helps you level up towards becoming an RN. Learn more at our virtual information session, Wednesday, February 18th. Reserve your spot today at ccbcwashington.com.
On to 189 pounds.
We got sophomore Bryce Collins from Canna McMillan, who is 31-6. Taking on Trinity sophomore Tegan Barr, who is 35-6.
Good matchup there between Trinity and Canamac once again. We got Michael Olszewski of Moon taking on Musabek Sadirbakov of Chartiers Valley. That's for third place. Landon Pusateri of Peters Township taking on Bryce Tunno of Blackhawk. And so three Washington County wrestlers out there on the mats here at 189 pounds.
And this is the third time Collins and Barr will have wrestled this season. They wrestled in the Tri-County Finals where Collins defeated Barr 5-1. Then they wrestled in the dual meet, and Barr won by major decision 16-5, but it was not the same match that they saw the first time. Collins
right.
injured his knee early on in that duel and just basically wrestled on one yep. leg to not give up 6 points for the injury default. So he ended up giving up the major decision. So the question has been, especially in the dual part of the last couple of weeks, is Collins' health. because he was a big part of that team for the Big Macs. But I'll tell you what, he looked great in the semis.
Yes, yes, he certainly did. Pusa Terry got the opening takedown for fifth place down there, but he wrestles the second period from the bottom, leading 3-0.
I think Tegan Barr lost a contact, trying to find it on the mat. He's going to try to throw back in his eye.
Don't you want to clean that off before you do that? Isn't that typical?
I would think, yeah.
Yeah.
He says he's good to go.
Well.
He put it in and said he's ready to roll.
He's good until that pink eye shows up in a couple of days. I'm not a contact lens wearer, but if I were, I don't think I'd pick one up off a wrestling mat and pop it in.
Yeah. I am with you 100%.
Still no score for third place here between Sadir Bakov and Olszewski. Sadir Bakov working from the top position in this second period, down under a minute to go. And now we get a one-point escape for Olszewski. He takes the first lead of the match. Pusateri, meanwhile, working from the bottom, still leading 3-0, has not been able to get out from underneath Bryce Tunno here in this second period, who is ridden now for a minute and 20 seconds.
Collins starts the second period on the bottom into a tripod, and he's able to get up to his feet now for one. 15 seconds in, Collins holds a 1-0 lead.
Stoppage here on the third place bout. There's some throwing injury time. Sadir Bakov calling for it. Not sure what the... Almost like he had the wind knocked out of him or something. I don't know. He's tapping his chest. Not sure what's going on there.
Barr was hit with a stalling call as he and Collins went out of bounds. His first.
Pusateri now will work from the top in the third period, still holding that 3-0 lead on Bryce Tunno of Blackhawk. How does Blackhawk get in the southern section?
I have no idea.
I don't know either.
I mean, I guess they're around Montour Moon area.
No, they're Beaver Falls.
I'm just trying to think of the closest schools to them in the section. Those would have to be it, right?
Well, yeah. Yeah, I mean, West Allegheny, Montour Moon. Yeah, I mean, that has to be the closest.
Seconds remaining in the second. Still a 1-0 lead for Collins. Dragged by attempt from Barr. Doesn't go anywhere. Back into a tie-up.
But you would think Blackhawk would be much closer to, like...
The north one.
I don't know who's in the north one, but, like, you know, Beaver County is not going to be considered southern, I wouldn't think, but... All depends on who you're working with, I suppose. Teams you have to pull from.
I think because there's only a north, south, and an east section, there's not a west, so it's probably...
Right. 35 seconds to go. And now we get a one-point escape here for Tunno. So 3-1 in favor of Pusateri of Peters Township. That's for fifth place.
Barr had a quick escape to begin the third, so he and Collins tied at one. Barr has that stalling call to keep in mind of. Try to snap down. Now he tries a shot. Collins gets him off the leg.
Down 3-1 final is Pusateri is going to take fifth for Peters Township.
Just about a minute to go here in his third period. Tied at one are Collins and Barr.
Collins
coaches to the award stand, please.
And tie up. Not much attempts from either wrestler here in the last 30 seconds or so. A couple of snap down attempts. That's about it. Collins trying to push Barr out of bounds. Barr trying to stand him up. 30 seconds left. And out of bounds.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is last call on the concession stand.
20 seconds left. Collins trying to drive in. Barr. He's going to have to try to circle a little bit here. Out of bounds, they go with 7 seconds left. Looks like these two are content with going to overtime. Tied at one.
Third place bout, 4-0 Olszewski leading Sadirbakov.
Right away into the overtime.
And our final is going to be 4-1. Michael Olszewski of Moon takes third over Sadirbakov of Chartiers Valley.
We have news. Michael Olszewski, our newest member of the 100 Win Club. Congratulations.
And Olszewski gets recognized for his 100th victory.
Shot attempt by Collins, but toward the out-of-bounds line. 20 seconds left here in the overtime. Snap down here for Collins. Onto his knees or Barr. Back up to his feet. Ten seconds left. Bear hug attempt. Collins gets in, and there's the takedown to win it. With 5 seconds left in overtime, Collins gets the 4-1 overtime win.
Fourth title for the Big Macs here as we move on to 215 pounds right after this on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
And we're back with a Ken and Mac Waynesburg matchup in the finals here at 215.
Yeah, we have junior Braden Collins for Cannon McMillan, 32-8 on the season, wrestling Roan Tustin, a senior from Waynesburg, who is 12-1.
Third place matchup is Khalil Razapour of Moon taking on Ian Holub of Trinity. And fifth place hasn't got underway yet, but we'll so do so in just a moment. There we go, Gavin Kessler of West Allegheny and Wire Alozi of Chartiers Valley.
No score, a minute in between Collins and Tustin. Tustin wanted to try to look like a toss Collins there and near the out-of-bounds line, and a bear hug attempt here for Collins, but they're out of bounds.
No score at the end of one period between Razapour and Holub.
Collins and Tustin have not wrestled this year. They wrestled twice last year. Collins won by fall over Tustin in the dual meet, and then they wrestled for the WPIL's fifth and sixth place matchup where Tustin won by decision 7-1. That was last year, though. Collins a state qualifier last year. Tustin a state qualifier 2 years ago.
End of one period in the fifth place bout. They are still scoreless there, Kessler and Alozi. Still scoreless in the third place bout as well, with Razapour in control of Holub here in the second period.
Collins ranked number 5 in the West region. Tustin ranked number 6. Collins ranked number 10 in the state. Tustin number 15 in the state by PA Power Wrestling. Scoreless at the end of one.
We are scoreless on all three mats. Well, as just as I say that, an escape in the fifth place bout to Gavin Kessler of West Allegheny.
Collins goes on the bottom to begin the second period.
Holub was nearly caught in a standing cradle there, but he was able to pop his head free, and he'll just be returned to the mat here by Razapour. And now get to his feet and separate. So Holub does score the escape. 45 seconds to go, second period for Trinity's Ian Holub.
Quick escape for Collins. He's up 1-0. In on a shot is Tustin. Close to getting the takedown and getting some back points. He has Collins in some trouble momentarily. Collins able to belly up, though. Takedown for Tustin. He's up 3-1.
Wrestling neutral now. Holub and Razapour, with Holub holding that 1-0 lead. It's now 4-0 in the fifth place bout as Kessler of West Allegheny comes up with a takedown here in the second.
Escape for Collins. Tustin up 3-2. 50 seconds to go in the second.
Second period winding down here for Holub and Razapour, and it will be still 1-0. It's going to be Razapour's choice, and he'll choose bottom to start the third. Escape also scored by Alozi in the fifth place bout. He trails 4-1. 15 seconds remaining in the second period there. There must have been a penalty. It's not even showing one on the computer. It's showing one over there. Not sure what's happening there.
Tustin holds a 3-2 lead. 15 seconds left in the second. He does have choice to begin the third.
Quick escape for Razapour in his third period. Ties the score at 1 with Ian Holub. That's for third place. Thinking that was a penalty point for Alozi. It's 4-1. Now they're on their feet, wrestling neutral to start the third.
Looks like Tustin wanted to go neutral, but then the coach just told him, hey, go down. So he will be in the bottom position, leading 3-2 to start the third.
Final minute of regulation for Ian Holub. Tied at 1.
Tustin rolls and now gets on in top of, and now it's a scramble situation. Only a 1 swipe there from referee Andy Wright. So a minute and a half to go. Collins trails 3-2. Tustin trying to get up to his feet, kicks the ankle free. Now tries to have a quick moment trying to toss Collins. Now he is free. I don't think he's got any escape yet. Now he has, and he go out of bounds. 1:12 to go in the third. 4-2 lead for Tustin.
It's now 7-1 in favor of Kester of West Allegheny.
Collins gets behind Tustin, but isn't able to get him down. Now Tustin holding his right knee. He needs injury time.
Yeah, he had a sleeve on that knee and pulls the sleeve down. The trainer's going to come out and take a look. 43 seconds. We're in the sudden victory period now for Ian Holub and Khalil Razapour. Overtime, Matt 1 for third place. Meanwhile, 7-2 the final for Kessler of West Allegheny. He'll take fifth over Wire Alozi of Chartiers Valley. Front headlock here from Razapour. Now reaching down for a leg, and now, well, reach for one leg, reach for the other. Doesn't grab either one. Holub, and now they're near the edge of the mat and ruled out of bounds with 10 seconds remaining here in this sudden victory period.
Tustin still being 10-2.
End of the sudden victory period, we go to the tiebreaker periods for third place.
Collins comes driving in right off the whistle. A minute to go in this third period. Trails Tustin 4-2.
Holub scored first if it comes to the ultimate tiebreaker, but he'll go top position here for this first tiebreaker period. The choice was Razapour.
Tustin in on a double here, trying to finish. He has Collins down on a hip, and Collins just trying to hold on. Now Tustin grabs behind the waist. Collins trying to grab a leg just to survive this. Tustin just needs to try to spin around behind. Very close to the takedown. Trying to lace the ankle. And Collins just trying to hold on here.
Holub able to ride out the first 30-second tiebreaker period. Now he'll have his choice to go to the bottom.
Final seconds clicking off, and Tustin is going to be your winner 4-2. Tustin of Waynesburg, a 4-2 winner.
Waynesburg gets a champion, their only chance at a title. And now Holub trying to roll out here and get the escape. Actually, he's going to get the reversal. He goes up 3-1, just 15 seconds remaining in the tiebreaker period. Congratulations to Tustin. He's going to be the only Greene County champion here. And 3-1 final, Ian Holub will take third for the Hillers, their fifth third-place finish here today. As we move on to the 285-pound weight class, we'll have it for you right after this on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Final three bouts of today's tournament. Heavyweights are out here now on the mat.
Yeah, 285. It is Edric Williams of Trinity, 26-11 on the season, taking on Cam Dana of West Allegheny, who is 30-4.
Third place match, Jacob Halbadel of Montour, Dakota Carmona of Canamac, and for fifth place, Lincoln Fisher of Waynesburg and Alex Zabalos of Upper St. Clair.
Cam Dana, a senior and a state qualifier from last year. He's ranked number 3 in the West region. Edric Williams, a sophomore, ranked number 6 in the West region. Dana, number 30 in the state. Williams, number 30 in the state by PA Power Wrestling. Now, these two did wrestle this season. Williams defeated Dana 4-1 in their dual meet. Dana beat Williams in a dual meet last year. So they both have wrestled each other once each of the last two seasons.
Good. 1-0 lead over on the fifth place bout as Zavalos able to get a second period escape after a scoreless first period. And now Zavalos going to take Lincoln Fisher down, and he'll go up 4-0 on Waynesburg's Lincoln Fisher. That is for fifth place. Third place bout has its first score as well as Dakota Carmona with a second period escape for Cannon Mack.
It's going to be scoreless at the end of one between Dana and Williams.
Coaches, just a reminder, make sure you have your updated records for your wrestlers. Please turn them in to Mr. Mary or Mr. Stevenson. Updated records, coaches, please return.
Still on that edge of the mat over there with Lincoln Fisher. Zavalos has him flattened out, and Zavalos just has the 1 foot in bounds. I can't see the action. Looks like Fisher's been put to his back. He's behind the coach's bench, and indeed, Fisher has been pinned. The time of the fall is going to be 2:22, so Lincoln Fisher will settle for sixth place for Waynesburg, who will take four onto the WPILs, but two of them out of the sixth place spot.
Means they're going to be in an early round matchup.
Maybe some big deals.
Had an escape for Dana. He leads 1-0 on Williams.
Carmona still holding a 1-0 lead, and that is now at the end of two periods. Certainly expect Habitel to go down for the third. After this bout, we'll take a break and come back and give you a full recap, and then we'll be ready for some more basketball starting on Monday.
Three more weeks of wrestling action as well.
Absolutely. Whipfield's next weekend, both at Char Valley and Cannon Mack. The 2A Doug Cows will be at Char Valley. All those qualifying here today are headed to Cannon Mack starting on Friday.
Cannon Mack for the next 2 weeks for these
triple
guys.
That's right. Regions are there as well. Yep.
Dana still holds a 1-0 lead on Williams. 20 seconds to go in the second period.
And now 1-1, as you could have guessed. Howard able to get an escape in the third period. So now on our feet here. Just over a minute to go in regulation.
Third period begins with Williams on the bottom.
Helvetel trying to set up a throw there of Carmona. Down to 30 seconds remaining.
Williams out for one. Dana tries to drive in on a shot. They go out of bounds.
Restart with just 26 seconds remaining with Carmona and Helvetel. And they're out of bounds again, just 12 seconds. This has extra wrestling written all over it.
So does the final. Tied at one. 1:20 to go in the third.
Overtime, here we come, Matt won. Overtime, Matt won for third place.
Minute to go in the third period. Tied at one are Williams and Dana. And we'll tie up.
Twenty seconds gone. Sudden victory here for third place. Now down on the leg. Here's Carmona. Close to a takedown on the edge. He'll get it. That'll do it. Dakota Carmona of Cannon Mack will take third. And that is the only third place finish for Cannon Mack, who actually now has one in each slot. Four champions, three runners up, and one third, one fourth, one fifth, one sixth.
How about that? We're headed to overtime between Dana and Williams as the final seconds come off. Tied at one. Dana scored first. Neither wrestler really close on a takedown, so this has ultimate tiebreaker written all over it.
Well, it is the final bout, so these things are to be expected.
Shot in by Dana. And Williams spins behind. They don't give the takedown there. That looked very close to a takedown to me.
I wasn't looking. I was looking at my Flow Arena getting some brackets ready here.
He looked like he was behind him. But they do not give the takedown, so back underway. Final seconds coming off, and we'll head to the 2:32 periods. Tied at one. Dana wins the toss, so we'll go on the bottom. Dan tries to come up to his feet. Williams does a nice job keeping him down on the mat. Dana again trying to stand to his feet in a tripod position. Williams stays up around the chest. Dana trying to get towards the out-of-bounds line. There's a stall call on Williams for not getting him back down to the mat. His first, though. Now Williams tries to trip him, and he does. And Williams will be able to maintain control on the line and hold Dana down to ride for the first 30, and he'll be on the bottom for the second 30. Williams trying to come up to his feet, peels the hands. Dana drops down on a leg. And Williams able to get him off the leg and spins behind for a reversal. 15 seconds left in the second half of the 2:32 periods. Dana to his feet. What you don't want to do is give a stall call and an escape. So he does give the escape. Wise move by Williams, and he will win 3-2 to win the section title for Trinity.
Step aside. We'll recap things for you here from South Fayette on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Touchdown, Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Introducing personal loans from First Federal of Greene County. Now you can access up to $25,000 with no collateral, no application fee, and no closing costs, plus fixed rate interest, flexible loan terms, and a simple application. This is a personal loan designed for your busy life. Visit ffgc.bank for more information or visit a loan officer in Washington or Waynesburg to get started today. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458729.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
All right, going to run it down here, weight class by weight class. We'll just alternate back and forth, and any name that we say during this portion has qualified for the WPIL tournament next weekend. So we start at 107 pounds. Sixth place went to Gabe Green of Peters Township. Fifth place to Connor Dean of South Fayette. Parker Jennings of Trinity took fourth. Bryce Thomas of Moon Area was third. Michael Johnson of West Allegheny, your runner-up. And Lee Dreschman of Canamac takes the title at 107.
114, Parker Kolarczyk of Canamac Millen, your sixth place finisher. Lucas Carson of West Allegheny was fifth. Hayden Seymour of Moon was fourth. Shamil Islamov of Baldwin was third. Jackson Hoy of Trinity was second. And Nick McGarity of Peters Township was your champion.
At 121, Damon Nelson of Montour takes sixth place. Ahmed Yusupov of Baldwin takes fifth. Floyd Huff of Waynesburg fourth. Karsten Kirchner of Moon Area takes third. Your runner-up was Gavin Bricker of Trinity, and your champion, Gianno Gardner of Canamac.
127, it was Jason Alex of Baldwin in sixth place, Carson Elder of Bethel Park in fifth, Landon Lower of Moon in fourth, Ricky Hamill of West Allegheny in third, Evan Sala of Mount Lebanon in second, and your champion from Trinity, Dom Canale.
133 pounds, Link Miner of Waynesburg took sixth place, Aiden Guthrie of Baldwin fifth, fourth place to A.J. Snatchko of West Allegheny, Jake Wright of Trinity takes third, Canamax John Emma was your runner-up, and your champion at 133, Kale Yannick of Moon Area.
139 in sixth place, Mike Griffiths of Baldwin. In fifth place was Talik Sarabekov of Chartiers Valley. In fourth place, Caleb Crawford of Bethel Park. In third, Peter Leventis of South Fayette. Second, Thomas Bencho of West Allegheny. And your champion from Cannon McMillan, Collier Hartman.
Sixth place at 145 pounds went to Brock Dennison of South Fayette. Fifth place to Zach Rigotti of Moon Area. Aiden Finnegan of Canamac takes fourth. Devin Junko of Trinity takes third place. Ian Bischelli of Bethel Park was your runner-up, and Jacob Chacon of Montour, your champion at 145.
152 is Derek Wartzell of Upper St. Clair in 6th, Ben Maris of Mount Lebanon in 5th, Colton Fisher of Bethel Park in 4th, Carson Gerba of Trinity in 3rd, Rook Smith of Montour in 2nd, and your champion from West Allegheny, Logan Slovic.
6th place at 160 pounds, the Max Gold of Moon Area. Parrish Brinson of Baldwin takes fifth. Bryce Catanzaro of Upper St. Clair takes fourth place. Trinity's Luke Poland takes third. Mason Calguero was second of Canamac. And your champion out of Mount Lebanon, Cole Gibbons.
172, Luke Acori of Upper St. Clair in sixth. Jack Hunter of Canamac Millen in fifth. Blake Sheppis of West Allegheny in fourth. Michael Lawrence of Chartiers Valley in third, Bear Bruckner of Trinity in second, and your champion from Moon, Liam Costa.
189 pounds, Bryce Tunnell of Blackhawk took sixth place, Landon Pusateri of Peters Township fifth, Musabek Sadirbakov of Chartiers Valley was your fourth place finisher, Michael Olcheski of Moon Area takes third, Tegan Barr of Trinity your runner-up, and your champion of 189, Bryce Collins out of Kennemec.
215, Wire Aluzi of Chartiers Valley in 6th, Gavin Kessler of West Allegheny in 5th, Khalil Razapour of Moon in 4th, Ian Holub of Trinity in 3rd, Braden Collins of Cana McMillan in 2nd, and Roan Tustin of Waynesburg, your champion.
Waynesburg takes 6th at 285 with Lincoln Fisher, 5th place to Alex Zavalos of Upper St. Clair, 4th place Jacob Helbittle of Montour, 3rd place to Dakota Carmona of Kennemec. Cam Dana of West Allegheny was second, and your champion, Edric Williams of Trinity. And those names that we just named, all moving on to the WPIL Championships next weekend. Trinity takes 11. They had two champions, four runners-up, five in third, and one fourth-place finish. So of those 12, 11 finished top three.
That's incredible.
Kennemec takes 11 on to the Whippeels. They had four champions, the most of the area. Three runners-up, and we mentioned earlier, one each for third, fourth, fifth, and sixth. Peters Township had a champion, one fifth-place finisher, one sixth-place finisher taking three. Waynesburg taking four. They had a champion, a fourth-place finisher, and two sixth-place finishers, rounding out our local coverage here from the 3A Southern Sectional. Any final thoughts, Mr. Warnock?
Good day for Trinity and Kennemec, right? I think as expected, they were two of the top teams here in this section. But then, obviously, Peters Township and Waynesburg have been more for their individuals this season. So a couple of guys getting section championships. But it'll be interesting to see, obviously, getting a lot of guys across for next week. And it'll be good to see how they fare in the WPIL.
Absolutely. That action starts on Friday for 3A at Kennemec. The 2A tournament will be held at Chartiers Valley High School. I know our coverage certainly next weekend. We will have audio for sure on the Saturday, I know for sure, of both boys' sites. It'll take us all the way through, but we also will be producing the video for NFHS for the finals. Not only get the 2A boys and 3A boys finals, but also the girls' finals, which are taking place next Saturday at Mount Lebanon. So, very busy weekend coming up. And, of course, before we get to all the wrestling, we got a ton of basketball this week as well. So check out both greensports.net and the WJPA.com, the WJPA Sports Network, to see all of the broadcast schedule. Thanks to Greg Warnock. We do need to thank our sponsors as well. Today's broadcast brought to you by Royal Ivy Rentals. When planning your next event, call on Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. By Shaft Jewelers International, combined strength, unparalleled resources. By First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. By Iron Synergy, creating tomorrow's energy today. By Hritzko Insurance Agency. Don't stall. Give Hritzko Insurance a call, 724-745-3379. By Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. By Kinetic. Internet better. By Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. By Waynesburg University. Grow with us at Waynesburg University. Coverage today also brought to you by Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street, Washington. Main Street Hickory. Online, dayinsurance.com. Celebrating more than half a century of service. By Visit Green. Greene County is something for everyone. Log on, visitgreen.org. By Slovenian Savings and Loan. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. By McCracken Pharmacy. Your hometown pharmacy in Waynesburg. By Sarah's Candies. Supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. By Cornerstone Care. Creating healthier tomorrows today. By CNX Dreamfields. Making your dream field come true. By Hernberger Insurance Agency on Route 19, just north of the Meadows. And by the Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Thanks for tuning in on the WJPA Sports Network and on greensports.net. For my partner, Greg Warnock, I'm Jason Tennant saying so long from South Fayette. Wrestling covers to continue next weekend right here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.